This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Khajuraho, Madhya Pradesh today. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of Ken Betwa River Linking National Project, the country's first interlinking of rivers project under National Perspective Plan. The project will be launched to mark the 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee as Good Governance Day today. The Prime Minister will also release a commemorative stamp and coin marking the birth anniversary of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Madhya Pradesh Governor Mangubhai Patel, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patel will also be present in the programme. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid floral tribute to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his 100th birth anniversary at the Sadaiv Atal Memorial in Delhi. Former President Ramnath Kovind, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandra Babu Naidu, and Union Minister and BJP President J.P. Nadda, among others, also paid tribute to Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah will dedicate more than 10,000 newly established multipurpose primary agricultural cooperative societies, dairy and fisheries cooperatives to the nation in New Delhi today. He will also distribute registration certificates, RuPay Kisan credit cards and micro ATMs to the newly formed cooperative societies during a national conference of cooperatives. These financial tools are designed to provide easy access to credit services in panchayats and promote financial inclusion. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today. Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. On the occasion, people decorate their houses by putting a Christmas tree, illuminated stars, holly wreaths, and exchange gifts. Churches of all denominations are organizing special Christmas services and events. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended their greetings to people on the occasion of Christmas. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said that nearly 2,000 outdated rules and regulations have been scrapped to simplify governance and make it more citizen-friendly. On the eve of Good Governance Day, Dr. Singh outlined key achievements and governance reforms brought about under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership. During an event in New Delhi, he emphasized the government's commitment to transparency, innovation and people-centric policies that have redefined the meaning of governance in India. The National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has taken a pilot project to provide cattle shelters along the national highways to enhance road safety and avoid animal-related accidents. The Ministry of Road, Transport and Highways, in a statement, said the initiative aims to create a safer travel experience for commuters while ensuring care and management of stray cattle and animals found along the national highways. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to educationist and social reformer Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, apart from being an active freedom fighter, Pandit Malviya remained a pioneer of education in India throughout his life. The Prime Minister added that Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya's contribution to the country will always remain a source of inspiration. Women and Child Development Department of Delhi Government has clarified that Mukhya Mantri Mahila Samman Yojana has not been notified by the Delhi government. In a public notice, the Joint Director of the department said it has received information through media reports that a political party is claiming to give 2,100 rupees per month to women under the Mukhya Mantri Mahila Samman Yojana. The department said any private person or political party who is collecting forms from applicants in the name of this scheme is committing fraud and has no authority. In the 67th National Shooting Championship, Ghanemat Sekhon of Punjab clinched her second consecutive national title in the women's skeet competition in Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.